morning, Vietnam. Yeah, friend. Really nice opportunity to travel up the north of England to share with you at the last minute. Actually, we don't have a program for England this year yet, especially for this town. But finally, all the condition is favorable, so we can make it. For this program, originally I just organized during the winter retreat of 2010 and 2011 to share with the brother and sister only. But and then I have a son, Abbot and Abby, during in that winter retreat, we have some Abbots and Abbeys from the other temple and monastery come to participate in the retreat. And they have an opportunity to go through some of the workshops during the winter retreat. So they benefit a lot, so that's why they invite me to their monastery and temple to share with the monastic member and the lay practitioner in that temple. So that's why the program is set up very short time, so we don't prepare in advance and we don't make announcement for the program in Europe. But it just keep continue from one place to the other place. So far for the last 3 months, I've been through 15 centers, 1 week at every place. So no one have 1 or 2 days like this. Yeah. So, and then the program is usually about a week, and we have 2 sessions of teaching every day, 1 session for question and answer. And also I recommend for sitting 2 to 3 sessions a day, and as well as the walking, meditation and qigong twice a day. So after a week of participate in this workshop retreat, and most of people can bring that schedule back to home, so they can follow that and then they can have a new life. Yeah. So only 2 days, we don't have much time to go over all that. So hopefully we can concentrate on some major issue to let you think about that and try to apply as much as possible. And then next year, hopefully we may have a longer retreat. And thank you for organizing this weekend retreat, and thank you for coming to join this workshop. Actually, today we have only about 45 minutes, so I may go through some cause of illness and the 4 kinds of nutrition only. So we have a sense about how we nourish our body in general, and why we get sick a lot nowadays, even though we have a lot of medical support, we have a lot of new medication and technology advanced, something like that. But it seems more and more people get sick and more chronic disease. Not only the physical, but mentally too. So the first thing we're talking about today is the cause of all our illness. As you know, where the toxin come from. So that is the question, why we have to deal with that more and more now today compared to that before. In the old time, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we don't have to deal with that. The toxin automatically build up in our body, even though we have very healthy diet, very healthy lifestyle. For example, we need to eat every day, so our body cannot absorb all the food we eat. we need to eliminate some part of that. What happens if we have a constipation? What happens if we don't have a bowel movement on time? The longer it stays in the GI tract, the more complication, the more toxin will re-penetrate in our body. One of that, you know, the gas we cook, right? That is made from the way we incubate. And our feces in our gastrointestinal tract, when we have a constipation, the gas build up. And that gas, we smell it, not really good, right? And it's very toxic. So if we have bowel movement every day, but we don't have it on time at the appropriate time, that already had a problem with our body. And when we had a constipation, the condition become more severe and more severe. The other example, the metabolism process, our body needs to burn the nutrition to supply the energy for our body. So the byproduct of that is carbon dioxide or the radical, or that become toxin to our body if we not exercise, if we not breathe deep enough to eliminate all that the carbon dioxide build up in our body. So that is our byproduct. But if we don't excrete it properly, automatically we had a problem with that. But nowadays, we have more and more toxin in where? In the environment, in the food we eat, in the water we drink. But not only the visible, the material, later on we will learn we'll be affected more and more by the invisible toxin. So that's why our body be accumulated more and more toxin by the input, it much more than the output. And then also, 50 years ago, we don't have a new technology, so the food we eat, it's more naturally, it's fatter. We don't have to eat on the fast food. We don't have a canned food, a bulk food. We don't have the refined or the pre-processed food. So it less toxin and it have a more nutrition, more life force. But now we eat more and more processed food, more refined product. And the more processed food we eat, the more chemical in there, and the less natural force, the less life force. So that's why we need to eat more to have the same energy level to supply for our body to work. And then the other issue, we have a more technology, more transportation means. So we work by hand, by manually less. We don't work much, so we go by car, by bus, by airplane. So that's why we don't have much opportunity to help our body to eliminate the toxin out of the body. So all of that could contribute to the accumulation of the toxin in our body. And the other issue relates to the sickness or the build-up of the toxin in our body. Again, we have an imbalance. Because in the old time, we produce the food naturally and we eat the whole thing. We consume in a moderate amount. But now, because we have more technology, we have more food to eat, so we eliminate some pork. We just eat whatever we want. We don't eat the whole product. For example, in the old time, if we eat the animal product, you have a chicken or a duck, we kind of eat all that. But now we don't eat that much, we just eat the bread, the leg, and for the cow, for the beef, we just eat the flesh only. All the other pork we eliminate. But think about the way we drive the animal nowadays, it's kind of unnatural. And the animal be fit unnatural, rising in unnaturally weight. So the animal get upset. You see, when it upset, all the energy it released into the flesh, the concentration of the energy, the invisible energy, the upset, the anxiety, the worryness, all that we release in the flesh, in the muscle only. And we consume that portion of the animal, and we eliminate the bone, the skin, and all the other part. So actually, first we inject the higher concentration of toxin, and it also it imbalance the nutrition in that family or in that community. The same thing happened for the vegetable. In the old time, we may eat the whole skin, we may eat the whole root and the upper part, the green. But now, because we have a lot of food to eat, and then we worry about the contamination under the chemical, so we eliminate the peel, the other part. We just eat only a portion of that, so it becomes unbalanced. The nature already give every single product at the whole unit. It be balanced itself with all the nutrition in that unit. So when we consume the whole unit of food, our body automatically balance itself. But now, because I eliminate a portion and just consume only a portion of that, our body become unbalanced. And the more unbalanced, the more sickness we have. The same thing for all the food we eat with the industrial processing. The more processed, the more toxin, the chemical they add in, and the less natural for the life for left for us. So that's why our body have an imbalanced nutrition, imbalanced the mineral and the trace element. All that will contribute to the sickness. But one of the most important factor is we are being bombarded by the electromagnetic field all around us. You have a few hundred thousand of the radar station. We have the television station. We have the satellite. We have a cell phone tower all around us, in house, around house. So the electromagnetic field, it affects us 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. But we don't really aware about that. And if we not practice sitting to close our own electromagnetic field, that means if we not practice to meditate, to come back to ourselves, our mind always project out the thought, and each thought is channel, it have a wavelength, it have a frequency. And our brain is the best receiver than any receiver we make. But because it can send out the message, the signal. It can receive the signal at the same time. That's why if we not aware about the effect of the electromagnetic field into our body or our life, and if we not practice, come back to ourselves to close our circuit, we automatically receive the signal or be affected by the electromagnetic field from the universe. Especially during the daytime, we have a more consciousness and we still don't know how to control it, how to live truly in the present moment, in awareness. So our body will get used to that pattern, that habit. And at night time, when we get into sleep, we are living in unconsciousness. So we have no control at all. In that period of time, we are being affected by the electromagnetic much more than during the daytime. And it gets deep into our subconsciousness. And when the condition is favorable, it will automatically manifest on our mind consciousness. And we don't know why we behave like that, even though sometimes we try to control or we try to be aware about that. But because we not practice, our energy of concentration is not strong enough. So that's why the energy of the subconsciousness feeding overnight, now it's too powerful, and okay, it manifests up on my, on our mind consciousness. So that's the main reason. And even though it's invisible, but it's very powerful. And from this one, it will affect to our working environment, our living style, too stressful and too many sickness, too many disease. Because most of the disease now, about 70%, be affected by our central nervous system. And that you know, every single action, even though a single thought has to be initiated from our central nervous system, all our reaction, biology reaction in our body, or whatever the action we want to perform, has to be initiated from the signal from our central nervous system. But this one, it affected right in the headquarters in our central nervous system. So that's why it will affect our mental emotion as well as the eating habit or the elimination process. So this is the main guy stay behind the scene and control and govern all the other action, but we may not really aware about that yet. Later on we will learn how important and how can we deal with this one. So that's just briefly let you have an idea about the sickness nowadays and the way we need to be aware to prevent it. And the Mother Earth, the God and the nature give our body as the human being the advanced, the highest animal in the animal family. So if we look at the very low creature like the plant, like a tree, when we cut a leaf or a branch, it know how to heal. So the sap, okay, the fluid is not leaking out, so the tree is not die. When an animal, a dog, feel uncomfortable, feel not well, they have to find out a place to rest, stop eating. That is the way it helps it heal itself. So our human body is much, much more advanced. So it has a capacity to relax, to rebuild, to heal itself. For example, when we get cut, if the cut, the wound is not too deep, the bleeding process very simple by forming the clot to stop the bleeding. But when we get deep cut with the big vein, it has many other different mechanisms to stop the bleeding. But it will. In case we get a very deep and big cut, we need to sew it. So we bring the blood vessel close together. And when the blood vessel close to the blood vessel, it will connect and it heal, stop bleeding. The same thing for our tissue or our muscle. When we get slightly cut, the superficial skin can heal quickly. When we get cut deep in the muscle, if that cut, we leave it open, it takes longer to heal. But when we sew it together, we make the egg close, and the healing process is faster. But automatically, our body knows how to heal our wound. When we get the broken bone, the same process. If we let it automatically heal, it will take time. If on the fracture is far away, the process for healing it takes longer. But when we arrange it all together in neatly way, and we let it stay quiet for a while, the bone get healed by itself. So all that capacity our body have the gift from the nature for that. Why we need to interfere to that process by add on to the other chemical with toxin to our body, you see? And also, we are living in a relative world. Whatever good side, it have the bad side on that. But we get used to take advantage too much on the positive side. And we ignore the negative side of that. So that's why we have some adverse effect. Just think about very simple practice. We had a bottle of water. When we feel thirsty, we take a few sips, we feel satisfied, happy right away. So in that moment, the benefit is much, much more compared to the risk, right? But what happens if we this is not the drinking water, this is the coffee, this is the wine, or this is the soft drink, the beverage. We get addicted to that, and we just drink continually from one bottle to the other. First thing, after feel happy, satisfied with our thirst, the belly will get bigger, right? And we're tired. And the sugar concentration, the chemical will get into our body more and more. It now the benefit less than the risk. The same token for the meal, the food we eat. When we feel hungry, if we eat enough, or we just have a few bites, we feel really happy, right? We can absorb the smell, the flavor, the taste, and really good. After a few bites, we feel almost satisfied with our hunger. But if we are unmindful, or if we not really can manipulate or control our mind, we just keep eating and eating because it's so good. And then what happens? After 10-15 minutes, especially if we not chew it carefully, our belly becomes distended heavily and we feel tired, right? And if we just keep doing that one time to the other time, day to day, we get sick because we overeat, overburden for our body. So that is a very normal in our life. the food we eat, the drink we drink. The same thing for the other exercise. When are the activity, the function of our body, if we just know about the positive side and we ignore the negative side, and then we get trapped in that. Just for example, we know the process of healing. When bone sit next to bone, it will healing, right? So people had a problem with exercise, for example. We had a cartilage at the end of our bone. Normally, this joint, our body recognize that as a moving joint. So it has to be flexible, it has to be moved all the time. If it not move for a while, our body will identify this as the stable bone and follow the mechanism of bone sit next to bone, it will heal and it connect to each other. So that's why it will call on the calcium, the mineral to deposit in the end. And when all the mineral deposit here, what happened? The fluid joint, okay, it be eliminated out. And the joint become more stiffer. And when we're not moving, the temperature in this area will be lower. When the temperature lower, the tendon become more stiffer, like a rubber band. When we keep in the warm temperature, when we stretch it awfully, it become more flexible. Now if we not stretch it and we live in a cold temperature, it become more stiffer and it easy to be broken. See? So that's why the tendon now become more stiffer. And the muscle layer around that, it have many different layers. And if we not exercise, it look like a stack of paper. If we not use awfully, it hit together and it gets stick. So when we move, we feel pain, feel uncomfortable. And if we feel uncomfortable, pain, and we worry, fear at damaging, and we try not to move, and it becomes bad consequence, okay, the least not moving, okay, more deposit, more stiffness, and more sticker. You see? So that we don't think about the bad side of that, and then it becomes the problem. The same thing with the process now of the modern medicine. We just want instant, we want everything right away. And that is the wrong view of diagnosis of treatment for the cancer. We don't know how the cancer come from, where it come from, why it formed that way. If we look deeply, we will identify it easily and we will treat it easily. Nothing I use is that everything is impermanent. That means it's changing continually. And then later on we will learn about the nutriment and the energy. Nothing in the universe can be exist without nutriment or energy. From a tiny creature like the virus or the bacteria to the biggest one like the blue whale, everyone needs to have a nutriment to be alive. That we're talking about the material, the visible creation. And now we're talking about the invisible or the phenomena. Our thought, our idea, our planning, it's invisible, right? But the same thing, it needs to have the food to supply the energy to supply for its survival. For example, you have someone say something unlikely to you, you are so stupid. If we hear that and we let go, so we okay, right? But if we don't practice mindfulness and we don't practice letting go, we keep that word, you are so stupid, in our mind, and it brings back to our consciousness. And then to the subconsciousness, and then to the story consciousness. And whenever you go out there, you hear a voice similar to that voice, or you see a face of the person similar to the face of the person said that word, and automatically that energy from the story consciousness, you bring it up to your mind consciousness. And now, even though the person said that one no longer there, but you still keep that in your consciousness, in your story consciousness. Now, because of the energy from someone, the voice or the face similar to that one, but actually it's not. By the illusion, we bring it back to our consciousness. That process is a process we supply more energy for that thought. And after that, we not let it go. We bring it back into our story consciousness. And the more regularly we're doing that, the more energy we supply for that thought, and the more we get upset, the more we get tired, the more we get anxiety. You see? So even though that is invisible, that is just a thought, but if we don't know, we still automatically, unconsciously supply the energy for that. And it just keep growing and growing, and it destroys our life, and we don't know. But if we know, every single phenomena in general, visible or invisible, if we not giving it energy or food to survive, sooner or later it will get away. So that's why when we have any severe condition, we need to identify what is the nutrition, what is the energy for that kind of the sickness or the problem. By identifying it, recognize it, either let go or either not contribute, not supply the energy for that, sooner or later we will resolve easily. You see, so that is the way we need to think positively. Our body, the nature already give it all of the function, all of the feature to taking care of itself. Don't put more burden on it with all of the chemical, the wrong view, the wrong way of eating, the wrong way of living, something like that. And then later on today, or maybe early tomorrow, whoever want to participate in the early morning session, I will explain more and more benefit of the sitting meditation or relaxation for detoxify our body, to nourish our body in a higher level energy, or to improve your mental or spiritual life. Now we don't have time to go deep in that. Alright, now hopefully we can go through this one briefly, but it's not detailed. But this is the main issue for our life. And most of us not really aware about that. Before we go into this one, I just want to clarify. So we have some agreement. Usually when we talk about our body, most of us just think about the physical level, the anatomy, because it's too big, too heavy, easy to see, right? And second one is our thinking, our mental, formation only. But actually that's not true. Even though this one we can see, we can touch, but it's still not really true according to our view. At least our body, whenever we're talking about our body, it should have at least four different body or four different level. The first one, the lowest one, is the grossest one. That is the physical, the anatomy. The too big, too heavy, easy to see. The next body, what we call that is the physiology. On the biology reaction, on the hormone, on the enzyme we secrete, and on the metabolism process in our body. We can see, but if we pay attention, we listen to our body, we will know it happened and it govern on the activity in our body. When we feel hungry, or when we start to smell the smell of food, our stomach know how to secrete the acid glycerate. The liver, the gallbladder know how to secrete the enzyme to get ready for the food coming to break down. You see? Or whenever you think about ice cream, and you see, okay, smell it coming out, the saliva is coming out. So all that, the second body, the physiology body, it much finer, more subtle, but it's there. The next one, it much more finer, is our psychology body, or our mental formation. And this is the headquarter in general for the lay people or for the human being in general. And this one is the one to control the other two bodies. Because without this one, we cannot function. A dead body still have the physical, still have on the reaction. But if the mind consciousness not there, they no longer can control or manipulate to go the activity in the body. It go by itself and decomposing process happen. You see? So actually the third body is a psychology body. It's much more finer, but it's more important. And lastly, the spiritual life. The spiritual life, not many people knowing or wearing it. But depend on your nature. Someone, especially at a very young age, the children very sensitive to the light. Until they expose to the society, to the conventional teaching, and we fought the children have to accept the view from the society. So we suppress the spiritual life of the children. Until everything really saturates, when we finish the family, when we be hit by any stress event, and then it look like overheal, too stressful, and then automatically the spiritual life it come back. So that's why usually we don't see, we don't experience any spiritual life until we hit a very severe phenomena or event in our life, or when we finish on the duty in the society. But actually it's all the way there. It stay behind continually, not only in this lifestyle, but for the other lifestyle. It goes when all of the other activity of the other four bodies. So again, even though normally most of us just think about the physical anatomy and the psychology level only, but when from now on, whenever we're talking about the nutriment, the food we eat, the drink we drink, the all of the nutrient, the energy we supply to our body, we have to think about that. All that had to go to nourish four bodies at the same time. It's just different level, depend on the period of time, depend on what kind of food it goes to which body more. Alright? So that is the first agreement we need to clarify of that. And again, secondly, no one, no phenomena can be survived without nutrition, without environment. So we, if we see that phenomena, if we see that creature still alive, that means for some way it gets energy. We need to identify which energy the one to supply for its survival, for its existence. And if we want it continue, we support for that. If we don't want for it, okay, we withdraw or we try to cut down the energy sooner or later, okay, it will get out. HIV, hepatitis C, cancer, multiple sclerosis, whatever the disease, even though we will go deeper in the genetic, the modern medicine called genetic, and how can we define genetic disease and how can we correct the genetic disease? It has to have a way. It not just say, okay, that is genetic and we have no way to deal with that. You see? Alright, so back to the nutriment. The first one, we call that the edible food. That means whatever food or drink we put through our mouth. This is the lowest energy level, but we provide the most of effort for this one. The second nutriment, that we call the sensible food. It includes everything going through our first five sense organs. The eyes can see the color, the image. The ear can hear the sound. The nose can smell the fragrance. The tongue can taste. And the body, the skin, can touch, can feel. So all of that is the nutrition. If we have to take, and then for some reason, we don't want to take, we don't want to eat, the tongue will disappear or will blunt out its feature of tasting. Or if we have eyes and we don't want to see the color, we don't want to see a person, automatically after a while, even though that color appear in front of our eyes or that person appear in front of our face, we still cannot see that. Later on, if we have time, or next year, we will explain all the mechanism for that. But what this follow the principle I say, whatever phenomena want to exist have to have the energy or the nutriment. So it be mutual. That means if we supply the energy or the food for that, it will survive, it will still keep exist. But if we not provide the nutriment, it will die out. Or if we want it be dead, we not supply or we block the nutrition for that. So Just that example, we have eyes to see the look. So if we close our eye for a while, our sinus will disappear. Even though the nervous system, the anatomy, all the structure is still there, but we cannot see. Nothing wrong, but we cannot see. Our sinus is gone. I don't know how many of you know, we have a lot of people have this issue too. For example, I hate that guy, or I hate that girl. So, for some reason, I say, okay, I don't want to see your face anymore. Just that message, or just that practice, whenever I see that guy or that girl, I ignore that, the existence of that person. After practice that for a while, and my eyes, even though when I see that person, it still cannot send the signal in the back of my brain to recognize that person is the one appear in front of our face. The reason because the transmitter be blocked by the message on the we already programmed. When I say I don't want to see your face anymore, and time by time, when the signal, the light coming through my eye, I block that. Look like I program the computer in my brain. So later on, when it receives that frequency, that signal, it automatically blocks, like we filter. So no longer it sends through the back of my brain. So I, even though that person appear in front of my face, but I cannot recognize, I cannot see that person. The next one, the cognitive or the volition, that means the food we provide through the thinking, to planning, to dreaming. Whatever activity of our mental formation will fall into this category. And finally, the energy of the consciousness. And in here we have three different levels of consciousness. For example, we have our brain like a spear. Yeah? And then we have the light drawn over. At the bottom, we have the magna and the alaza. That means the 7 and the 8 consciousness. And the top portion is the mind consciousness. In the mind consciousness, that means number 6, it includes the first 5 sense organ reception in that. That means eye, ear, nose, body, tongue. So actually we categorize it into 4 different levels of nutrition. But this one, especially the mind consciousness, the number 6, still the main one to bring all of this one into action. Because if we have a dead person, the 5 organ, the 5 sense organ still there, right? And the object from the environment, the picture, the color, the smell, the taste, the feeling, everything still there. But a dead person no longer have the consciousness. It cannot bring the connect between the sense organ and the object in the environment. It must have the consciousness, the mind consciousness, to be the intermediate, to bring, to connect it together. So when we eat, we feel full, we feel satisfied. When we smell, we can experience the good smell, the bad smell, we can distinguish. Okay, that is the smell of the rose, that is the smell of the lavang, that is the smell of the whatever smell. So if we know that, this we have, again, we already learned, it have the good side and the bad side too. The good side, it helps us to connect between our sense organ to the object in the environment, to bring the energy in to fit our body. But the bad side, because we are not conscious, we are unmindful, so that's why we be taken over by it automatic. So that's why we're losing ourselves in unforgetfulness. Now, that is the problem. So to practice, to gain back the power, we need to learn how to be mindful, how to practice mindfulness in all our activity. So we can not only to control in the lifestyle, but we also have a direction to go whenever we want to go, wherever we want to go, in the present lifetime or in the future. So this sixth consciousness, it have a capacity to nourish our body, to fit our body in the present life only. The seventh and the eighth consciousness, it more powerful. It not only can fit, can nourish our body in this present lifestyle, it have a capacity to bring the leftover energy to the next lifestyle. For example, again, 50 years ago, you don't know how the ice cream taste, how ice cream look like, right? You don't know how pizza look like. You don't know how to taste a pizza. But the first time when your parents bring you to the ice cream shop, oh, this is the cup, this is the vanilla, this is the... And when you look at that one, you smell that smell, you taste that, and you remember, oh, my mom took me to that, and okay, that is the first time I ate ice cream. So, we ate it, and then we smell, we taste the all of that. So both this one, and then all of this one, thinking of that, dreaming of that, all of this energy not only can fit our body at that moment, right? But because of the sixth consciousness is the intermediate to connect all that together, but it's not right there. After that, it brings to the memory, to the stored consciousness, right? It bring it all the energy, okay, it will put in the storage consciousness and it live there. And once in a while, desire for the ice cream. So what happened? The energy in that, it will bring it back and it re-manifest on our consciousness, my consciousness. So if you can tell your mom or your dad, "Daddy, I love ice cream." So that is the energy to initiate you to ask your mom or your dad to take you to the ice cream shop. And the second time we eat, the energy, it will stronger, it reinforce that. And also the energy, it go back into the storage consciousness. The more we repeat, the more energy we store it in here. And for some days, we cannot go to ice cream shop right? So we had to sit down and imagine, okay, and that energy now it go back to the mind consciousness and it reconstruct, and we still can feel it, can taste it, can smell it. Alright, so that means it have a capacity to nourish our body in the present lifetime. And I told you, it's much more powerful if we not really careful. Again, we are living in the relative world. It have a good side and it have a bad side. So if we take advantage on the good side, whatever we study, whatever the ambition, the positive thinking, we do the same thing. And the energy will keep stored in the solid consciousness, like a musician. All of his effort just concentrate into the music field only. What happened after he died? The body gone, right? The mind consciousness gone. But the story consciousness still there. And because the energy is too powerful and it cannot re-manifest on the mind consciousness anymore because the body already dead, already gone. So what happened? This energy is the energy to lead you to go to find a new body. That's why we reincarnate. You see, that is the first powerful initially, okay, take us to go for reincarnation. And after it gets to a new body, what happens? Depend on the new environment. As you know, we have a lot of people only a few years old, not go to school, not learning the language yet, right? But the energy from the storage consciousness, if it's powerful enough, it will re-manifest on the mind consciousness of the new child. So he or she will become the new musician, like Mozart, like many other artists, not only in the music field. We can see that in many different fields, in the mathematics, in the science, for in the natural science, something like that. So actually, all the energy, it have a many different levels. And the more subtle, the more powerful, and especially the 7 and the 8, it's very, very subtle. We cannot see, and most of us not aware about that. But it's very powerful. You see, it not only helps to nourish our body in this lifetime, but it can, the initial thought, to bring us to looking for a new body through the reincarnation and re-manifest into the new life. We may have to stop here, and we may discuss many, many different levels and many applications of this into the real life, into many different aspects, in exercise, in working in the environment, in building a family, building a community, all that based on the energy. Because I already told you from the beginning, not a single phenomena, visible or invisible, if it wants to survive, it needs to have a nutrition, the energy. So whatever we see in the surrounding environment, the human being, the inanimate, the phenomena, the thought, it needs to have energy. We need to identify the correct one to support, or the incorrect one, the effort one to eliminate that. Otherwise, we will get in trouble of our new society nowadays. We have a many terrible conditions, living conditions, violence, sexual abuse, sickness, something like that. because of the two sides of the nutriment. Alright, thank you very much for listening. I will invite the bell 3 times and then we get massage and relax and take a break.